It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
If you want a foolproof Southern pecan pie recipe, look no further than that bottle of good old Cairo syrup in your pantry. My grandmother, she made the best pecan pie in the world. If anyone in the family needed the recipe, she would handwrite it in her genteel Southern script and mail it to us. Years after her death, I was working on a magazine article when my editor called and told me, "You know that recipe of your grandmother's? It's the one on the back of the Cairo bottle." I still giggle every time I make a pecan pie. Using that base recipe, here are four tips that'll make this year's pecan pie the best yet. Mind your eggs. Jumbo eggs are too much, medium isn't enough, so be sure to use large eggs. Stir it with a spoon. If you use beaters, the texture won't be correct and your pie could be runny. Patience is key. Let the pie cool completely before you cut it. A warm pie is not set, and when you cut it, you want those slices to have a clean edge. Here's Kat Gordon of Muddy's Bake Shop with the most important tip of all.
Pre-toasting your pecans is the single most important thing you can do to add flavor to your pie.
Now, here's just one more thing I think gives your pecan pie a little extra something. Sprinkle some bourbon right on the top when it's hot out of the oven. I promise it's great. I'm Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish, and happy Thanksgiving.
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.